The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
So Coach Johnson here, 4-2 loss following the second game here in Minnesota. Overall thoughts on the game? Seemed like a much better effort all the way around.
Overall better effort. I think our forecheck was, you know, much better today. We were really moving our feet and trying to force those turnovers. I felt we really dominated play for a majority of the first period for sure. And, you know, had some bad bounces on their goals, but we kept fighting the whole time.
Katie DeRosa, you know, first real big game of her career, third start. Overall thoughts on Katie today?
Yeah, you know, she was pretty solid back there, and, you know, she's always wanting to examine where breakdowns may have happened. Like, we were going over in the locker room some of the goals that went in, and just, hey, what could I have done differently to prevent that? So, you know, just it's a great opportunity for her to step in and gain some of that experience.
We look at the stats here. We just got handed to us 26 wins in the faceoff circle against 16 losses. And like we talk about all the time, when you win faceoffs, good things tend to happen.
It does. And, you know, I think overall just the feel of the game was just so different. And I don't think, I mean, I'm glad that it was a closer score than yesterday, but just the play was black and white. You know, we just played so much better.
You get Jesse's goal there. I mean, you could not have timed that any better. Talk about game of inches, lucky bounces. I don't want to say it was luck, but, I mean, it just, everything was right there. And, you know, the senior put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, well, I told him I drew that play up exactly how it happened. You know, of course I made that up in my head before it happened. But no, she, you know, jumps out there. She almost looks surprised to have the puck on her stick and on a breakaway. But, you know, she took advantage of it, and that's what makes the difference. And that's what counts, is taking advantage of the opportunities
and,
we get.
And sometimes those easy ones are the hardest ones because, you know, you should put it in.
Exactly. Yep. All the pressure's on you at that point.
Now, you call the timeout with 11 and a half minutes to go, I believe. And you have the 5-on-4 power play. And you elect to pull Katie to try and make it 4-2. What was then? Was that talk about that thought process there with Coach Mel?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So when we got the 5-on-3, well, the first this weird series of events. So
yes.
We had the 5-on-4 for maybe about 20 seconds before they took that other penalty. And already in that, at that moment, in my mind, I'm thinking we need to do something here. We need to take some chances. And I thought about pulling her on that original 5-on-4. Then we get the 5-on-3. So I'm like, all right, we got to capitalize on this. Hopefully we'll put that puck in quick. Then I was going to hopefully pull her for another, you know, five for the remainder of that 5-on-4. So that was kind of my thought process going through it. You know, obviously we need to practice 5-on-3 a little more because we just couldn't connect and we weren't making that happen. So that was a crucial moment of the game for us. And I thought about calling a timeout when we got the 5-on-3 to recover it, but it was a tough call at the time. And, you know, I knew the second they took that other penalty and we were getting another 5-on-4 that we had to do it, that we were going to make our move.
And what was the girl's reaction when you said, Katie, you're gonna sit next to Sarah?
They all kind of looked at me because we honestly have not practiced that. But I look at them, I'm like, you guys got this.
Yeah.
We have to take chances here at this point of the game. We've got 3 goals we have to make up, and something has to happen now. And it worked.
I know it seems kind of small in the end, but you pull Katie with about 90 seconds left in the game, and you don't allow the empty netter.
Yes.
I know in the grand scheme of things, it may not matter, 4-2, 5-2, it's, you know, it's the same loss. But still, so many times you see it where a bad turnover, or, you know, or not even a bad turnover, but just a turnover and a loose puck, they throw it down the ice, it goes in, but you get a couple of blocks there. What does that mean to not let up the empty net there?
Yeah, I think that's another testament to kind of the grit factor that we have, and wanting to do whatever we could to keep that puck out of the net, to keep ourselves in the game and try to get things into their net.
One last question for you here. As you look at the stats, 1 penalty.
Yeah, which is great. You know, that's we'd really like to get to a point where we're taking 1, if that, a game, because we're much better 5-on-5, and it's been a long season of killing penalties, and so that's going to be crucial for us in moving forward with the rest of the season.
Well, you came in with almost eight and a half penalty minutes per game. That'll go down, obviously, but it wasn't the weekend that you wanted or the trip that you wanted, but you get something out of it to take home with, get some momentum coming home. And this was a good Augsburg team, that 5-5-1 record, like we talked about prior to last night. A bit deceptive. The MIAC, definitely one of the class conferences in Division III. You know, so certainly some good competition for you guys.
Yeah, I agree. Any team out of that MIAC is going to be a fast-moving team. So I think this was definitely a good experience builder for us, and it's just going to get us that much more prepared for the remainder of the season.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Go enjoy the night with your family and the team, and we'll see you Friday in Connecticut.
Thanks so much.